Hi everyone, welcome back to Coffee with Craner. This is episode 140, and today I have Rose Angliano Hurst. She is the Executive Director of Women's Enterprise Skills Training of Windsor, or WEST, where she leads a team of 50 staff. And Rose has served in the capacity of Executive Director at WEST since 1995, and during this time, this organization has grown to serve more than 2,000 women annually. Women's Enterprise Skills Training of Windsor's mission is to provide training for severely employment disadvantaged visible minority women in order to improve their employability in the workforce and or further their education. They're doing great work here. I had the pleasure of walking through the space, and we're right on Olette Ave in Windsor, Ontario. So Rose, so excited to be here with you.
Thank you, Lyndon, for inviting me. I'm thrilled.
Awesome.
Thrilled to be invited.
Well, we're going to talk about Rose's work, really empowerment through employment. And this is what this whole conversation is about, her role as executive director and the plans that WEST has in store in the Windsor Essex community. So, Rose, the first question, where in Windsor is your favorite place for coffee?
Well, you know, I'm in the hub of downtown here, so I do like to go to the Coffee Exchange,
which excellent is
right
choice
down the street.
Yes,
on Olette.
There you go. It's uh-huh. It's a nice and quick spot. Perfect.
Yes.
Now, what inspired you to join WEST back in, was 1995?
Yes, can
as
you
ED?
Believe that's 29 years ago, Lyndon? It's
yes,
been quite a career. You know, I loved when I started to hear about this organization, which was only like 7 years old at the time, mm-hmm. and I loved what they were doing in terms of helping women find employment. And I just wanted to know more about it. And as luck would have it, a job opening came up. So yes, I loved what they were doing in the community. I could see the training model they offered, some of the great connections they were having with the business community, helping people get launched in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of great stuff they were doing that I wanted to be part of.
And what inspired you to enter this field? Was it anything in your life that happened, or did you know people that you wanted to assist? How did that all come to place?
Actually, yeah. Social services, community services has always been something that's inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
It may be from growing up in a large family, you know, maybe that kind of thing, life experiences, past employment. I've worked with other cultural organizations in the city of Windsor, such as the Multicultural Council.
Mm-hmm.
And helping people make connections just seemed to be a great way to get involved in the community.
Absolutely. And now you've been doing it for 29 years.
29 years.
What are you most proud of so far?
I'm really proud of all of the partnerships that we've established. We know that when we're helping people, it's really a community effort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about making connections, really. When we can open doors for individuals, it really benefits the employers and the business community that we work with also. Many are young professionals as well, and they're also trying to build careers. So getting involved with an organization like ours is definitely, like people say, a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly helps us help our clients build their skills and confidence, something we strongly believe in, and it helps open doors. Certainly takes away barriers from any fear our job seekers may have in connecting with the business community. So yeah, I'm really proud of all of that.
And for those that don't know or haven't used the services, can you tell us about what WEST provides?
Sure, Lyndon. We provide a wide variety of full and part-time programs. At this point, we like to say we have something that can pretty much help anyone in the community. We're largely known for our settlement programs, which are helping newcomers integrate into the community. And we do a wide variety of language classes, employment programs. In fact, one is called Empowering Women for Employment. And we work with internationally trained professionals, and we really help them connect with the business community. Canadian corporations in our community are big partners of ours in that program. We also provide a lot of employment programs through the Employment Ontario, now delivered by the City of Windsor, Integrated Employment Services, where we can really help employers when they're looking for people. We can offer wage subsidies. We offer services through something called the Canada Ontario Jobs Grant. So it's a job matching program where we provide services and workshops to help job seekers. And in addition, we can provide employers with wage subsidies to help them reduce some of the cost of hiring a new employee.
Mm-hmm. And have there been some success stories that you've seen for the past 29 years? There has to be many.
There are many. Every day it's a sheer pleasure to come in to work, and we like to start the day with the idea that something great could happen. Mm-hmm. And what's really great is when we hear stories from our clients that have gone through the program. So one program that's been really new and inspiring, not only for the traditional clients of West, but for the whole business community and for all women in our community, has been our efforts to empower women through skilled trades. So over the last 10 years, we have now trained 358 women in skilled trades programs.
Wow.
Where we partner with St. Clair College and several of the various labor organizations like Unifor 444 and Millwright 1244, Liuna 625, where we offer several different entryways into the skilled trades. Big for us and very urgently important for us is the support from the business community. They are opening doors for women that are trying to get into these programs. So the end result, it does help the employers fill their employment needs or start to meet some of their employment gaps. And it's really a life-changing program for women that have gone through our program.
And where are you seeing the trends of employment in Windsor? Are more women entering the workforce? What are you seeing? What type of trends are you seeing?
Absolutely, yes. We are busier than ever. And if I could just speak about generally, our general employment programs, yes, those are still always busy, always sought after services that we offer. We're a Microsoft Office training provider, so we have three computer labs here. Right now, all of our programs and services are at no cost to the people that attend our programs as they are funded. And with the avenues, the entryways we're trying to make for people in skilled trades, yes, that is definitely growing. We are waiting to hear about funding for a program that we've been offering where we can offer training for 20 people. We have 80 people on that waiting list to get into that program.
Wow.
We recently just started an electrical pre-apprenticeship program, and we were delighted to have at least 40 people that applied for that program. So that's clearly at least a 2-to-1 ratio of people interested in the program that got into the program. So we recruit all year. We are trying to work with industry to make sure we're on top of the new skills that are required for the EV industries. We want to be right there and have clients from the community be ready to take those jobs as well.
Absolutely. And now touching into your role as ED or Executive Director, walk us through that. What's an average day in the life of Rose?
Well, it's a lot of checking emails, Lyndon. It's really important to be as organized as possible. I like to have my team of managers that are really passionate about their work so they can help me stay organized by staying on top of the multiple programs and the multiple reporting deadlines and everything we have to meet. What's really important is for us to have visibility in the community to let people know that we're here. So an opportunity like this is really great. It's another way for us to meet a different audience that may not have heard about us. So a day in the life of me is following this meeting with you right now. I'll be on my way to the college for another meeting, just trying to stay on top of everything. Make sure also I want to stay connected with our clients and our staff. I like to be able to walk through and just do casual meet and greets with the clients just to make sure they They know I'm here if they need anything from me.
Well, when I walked in, it was 9 a.m. and the classrooms were packed. Like
That's
people
great. I
are,
love it.
it's very, very busy here.
Yes, we do offer a wide range of programs and services, and each program has different goals and objectives, of course. One really great offering that we are able to provide is we also have a part-time licensed daycare here.
Oh, wow.
So some of the moms that come to our programs, especially the settlement language programs, they can have their children here, and we have qualified registered ECE staff that work with the children. We just had a huge Mother's Day celebration that our daycare staff planned and organized. It was lovely. It was so much fun, lots of excitement.
Oh, it's good that you have that. It allows mothers to, work on their full-time job and the training that you're providing here in the classroom. So it gives them that break, right? That for most people that have children and they're trying to enter their career, it's very difficult. It's tough to manage, tough to balance, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's excellent that you offer that. Can you talk to us about some of the upcoming events or workshops that you have going on that the community can get
Thank you,
involved with?
Lyndon. I think it's very important that I mentioned we are starting to provide employment services once a week in Amherstburg
Excellent.
at Amherstburg Community Services. So we're working there with Kathy DiBartolomeo and her team. And right now we're there once a week on Wednesdays just to get started. And we hope that we'll start to get busier and busier as people start to know that we're out there. But all of the employment services that we provide here, we'll be able to offer to clients there through that location. And we're also opening a second location, or a third location, I guess I should say, on Howard Avenue in the Roundhouse Center,
Oh, excellent.
where we're going to offer a lot of our skilled trades programs and quite a bit of our employment programs. So we see the need to be able to offer services physically in different locations throughout the community, and we're delighted to do that.
That's terrific. And speaking of growth, right? You mentioned Howard and being involved in Amherstburg. Is that the goal to continue to spread across Windsor Essex and in the greater community?
Yes, well, we do work with other organizations that provide similar services, like through integrated employment services, and they have identified certain areas where they would like to see more visibility, more services offered. So moving to Amherstburg was very a logical, good choice for us. I'm so excited as a resident of Amherstburg to be there also. We're looking at other ways, other parts of the community that we could do that also. With today's technology, especially in your generation, there's a lot of people that believe you can do work from anywhere. And I think this would be a really great way to let us help more people, for sure.
Yes. And do you offer the virtual training as well? Is that
Right now, yes, one of our programs does require us to offer a hybrid services, and that's through our language training program. And if there was anything good to come out of the COVID era, it was that technology that enabled so many people that normally would not have that opportunity or that expertise to use technology in that manner. So yes, even now we still might hold meetings virtually. That's just so much more convenient than trying to gather a bunch of people in one room. I am a firm believer of in-person services, but I can and do embrace the technology that is offered. Right now, that's pretty much the only one that we offer. Our employment counselors are able to do one-on-ones with clients virtually, and that's really great for convenience. Yes.
Definitely. It's some people they can't leave home, right? And they still want to access that level of service. Now, for somebody that's looking to enter your role one day as executive director and to lead this wonderful organization or organization similar, what would your advice be to that person?
Wow, if I reflect back on when I wanted to enter this job, what I did is I tried to put myself in places where similar people were. I joined many different women's networking organizations. I wanted to meet as many elected officials as I possibly could. I wanted to understand the different responsibilities of municipal, provincial, and federal governments. Like anytime you can get involved, even if it's joining a board of directors for a community organization, anything like that is going to help you just build your skills of organizing, realizing the different work that needs to be done, the different mission of an organization, and just to try and know the power of partnerships. That's really so important.
And I often hear some of my guests mentioning the why, like why would determine why you would want to enter this role. For you, that must have been a huge factor.
Absolutely. I love reflecting on our why. Lyndon, if you ever come back, I'll have to invite you to one of what we call our graduations. And each time we have a graduation from one of our programs, our clients lead those efforts. They're the MC. They provide their one-on-one testimonials. And yeah, to see when a person starts entering, when they first come into contact with us, maybe they never heard of us before, and then they went through one of our many programs, and then to see where they, how they started and where they finished at that point, it's quite inspiring. Just to be involved in someone's journey,
yes,
it's so empowering.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great work that you folks are doing, and it definitely shows. I see, going back to brand awareness and everything, I see West online everywhere. So
I'd love to hear that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, even before I was elected, I'd always see just the different partnerships that you have going on in the community and ways to help more women receive employment training and enter the workforce and have jobs at the end of it, right? Now, how can people get involved? As a final plug, how can people get involved, whether they're looking to participate in a class or workshop, or can people donate? How does that all work?
Absolutely, Lyndon. As I mentioned, we try and offer something for everyone, whether it's a full-time program or a part-time program. Maybe it's just a one-day service that you need. Anyone is welcome to call or visit our office here on Olet Avenue, and we'd be happy to help get them started. When we're looking at employer partnerships, those are so important. So there's many ways that an employer could help our organization. Certainly financially, we are definitely a registered charity organization, and by as allowed by Canada Revenue Agency, we can offer charitable tax donation receipts.
Excellent.
So that's definitely always welcome. Getting corporations involved, as I mentioned, helps our organization and our clients just break down barriers, build their skills and confidence. Sometimes maybe an individual might be interested in a board role or a community advisory role. Some of our programs have advisory committees, which help us know what's happening in the community.
Yes.
So, you know, there's many ways someone can get involved.
And it's westofwindsor.com is your website?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Westofwindsor.com.
Well, folks, if you want to rewatch the episode, visit coffeewithcraner.com. Really appreciate your time being here. This is episode 140. Really happy.
Thank you.
And West of Windsor is doing excellent work. I recommend you support, or if you're looking to enter any of their programs, please reach out to Rose and her team and visit westofwindsor.com. We'll see you soon. Take care.